Another of nature's noses is being put to the test. Bees. Robert Wingo and his colleagues at the Los Alamos National Laboratory in New Mexico have just completed a 3-year study, funded by Homeland Security, to see if bees could be used to sniff out security threats.
We realized that the inherent algorithm associated with the brain of a honeybee, as well as their chemosensory organs, their antenna, collectively, those are a sensor. We just needed to figure out a way to extract a signal from that sensor.
In other words, why struggle to build machines that imitate nature when you can just plug into living creatures and hijack systems already optimized by evolution? Here in the UK, startup company Incentinel has also been working with sniffer bees. Chemist Max Ruth showed me the holders they've designed for turning ordinary honeybees into biosensors.
It literally just holds the bee in place so the head is poking out, because what we're looking for is the proboscis extension.
And what you mean is it's the tongue, is that right?
Yes.
Because it's what, about half an inch in width, it's a black box with what looks like a chip, and there is a bee head sticking out of it, and I can see its antenna poking around. I can't see its tongue yet. And you're now going to put
sugar water,
and it's got a very long tongue that's now sticking out.
Using Pavlovian training methods, bees are trained to associate the smell of a target compound with food. Stacey Kendall demonstrated the remarkably swift training procedure.
When that's turned on and running, there's clean air flowing in front of the bee. And if I press the button, now it has a scent. And you would use the sort of like a cotton bud to put sugar by the antenna. Then when they stick their tongue out, you can feed them. And pairing the sugar with the smell means that they will then learn in later trials to stick their tongue out before you feed them the sugar. And you have a trained bee.
The various designs for using bees as sensors are all fairly similar. The trained bee is restrained inside a holder and then placed inside a larger handheld scanner, equipped with cameras and computer software. If the bees smell anything suspicious, out come their tongues, and that triggers an alert. It might take some time to persuade dog handlers to take up beekeeping, but the research teams are convinced that their technology provides an effective way to hunt down any target.
We have used our honeybee olfaction system to detect explosives. We have used them for narcotics. One time as a demonstration for a dinner, we trained them to chocolate cake and then just sent the sensor out around the dinner table for people to see how it works. And another fun one, we actually trained them to detect me. And then we did a laboratory lineup with some willing and unwilling volunteers, and we walked our box down the line, and sure enough, they detected Robert and no one else.